I want to talk today about a question. It's a question that I think on some level, I imagine many of us would not per se be as bothered by. It's a question that I think the answer matters significantly more than the question, and I want to explore why. I think a whole lot about the world of Avodas Hashem hinges on this question. A whole lot about so much of how we do things in regards to Ruchnius, again, Avodas Hashem, Emuna, relationship to other people, so much hinges on the answer to this question. And the question is a very simple one. What is, from a Jewish perspective, the most significant event in world history? What is the event that most defines, that most impacted religious life for man? And in truth, we really seem to have two possibilities. I'm going to suggest that if you learn some Rambam and you learn some Kuzari, you're going to have two very different perspectives. My assumption is that in particular in Torah Sechassidus, as we set the stage a little bit for Sfas Emes, that Sfas Emes takes one side on this topic in a very powerful way, and again, how this does impact a whole lot of what's going on. If we had to speak about candidates for the most significant event in world history, I imagine we would have, I would say, two, but the second one probably has two parts. The first is Briyas HaOlam. The most significant thing that was ever done was Etzem, the creation of the world. That Ribono Shel created the world, Parshas Bereishis. That is something which is the source for everything. It all comes from there. It all comes from there. And if you're speaking about, I have to choose, you know, what to base, and we'll see why this matters in a little bit, a lot of my religious life on. So I want to look at Briyas HaOlam. I want to learn things from Briyas HaOlam. I want to be able to extract ideas and principles that emerge from Briyas HaOlam, and that's really going to be the place that I look at. I do believe on some level that the Rambam is a Rishon that very much embraces the importance of Briyas HaOlam, the importance of Briyas HaOlam. Alternatively, you have a second Mahalach. And the second Mahalach, and here you can view it in two parts, understands that the most significant time period, the most significant events in world history took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. That when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim to go to Matan Torah, that was the event. That's the event that matters most. That's the event which is most critical. That when you're going to decide, when you're going to try to cultivate a certain kind of connection to the world of religiosity and things like that, I'm going to focus, without a shadow of a doubt, much more on Yetzias Mitzrayim and much more on Matan Torah than anything else. Now, why does this matter? Like, who cares what exactly the most important event is? So what I want to try to do a little bit is to develop a couple of different, almost nafgaminas, that emerge from this question. But let me start by just framing the issue in a Pasuk in Parshas Yisro that we all know, in a question that's asked by many of the Mefarshim, the Kuzari amongst them. And it's a question that the assumption of the question already highlights a little bit some of what's going on. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am the God who Asher Hoticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The first of the Aseret HaDibros, Ribono Shel Olam says, who am I? This is introduction time. I'm the God who took you out of Mitzrayim. And many of the Rishonim are bothered by a question. Why does God choose to reveal himself? Why does God choose to identify himself as the God of Yetzias Mitzrayim? I would have thought, so ask many of the Mefarshim, that we should define that God, if you want to talk about cool tricks, so Yetzias Mitzrayim is not bad, but the real awesome one was Briyas HaOlam. Briyas, as the Rishonim point out, is Yesh Me'ayin. God took nothingness and created it into a world. And I would have thought that what should the Torah say there? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tisicha, Asher Bara Asa Olam. That's what I would have thought. And the question in and of itself raises the assumption of that question. Who is God when you think of God as one who created the world? God as the one of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's really going on? I want to start by just noting the following. Why does this matter? Why does this matter? So we'll start by talking about what is, in many ways, the most fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Kuzari. It's a machlokas which matters tremendously for how exactly we go about doing things. What is the source of Emuna? Emuna is critically important. it's either the first mitzvah for the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. For the Bahag, the Ramban suggests, we saw yesterday, it is so chashuv, it doesn't even get counted as a mitzvah. But how does a person acquire emuna? Where do you go to acquire emuna? So, if I'm a Rambam person, if I understand that Briyas HaOlam is really where it's all about, so the way that you acquire emuna is by doing your best to understand elements of the original Bria. That has to do, and that's why ideas in philosophy and metaphysics matter. You want to prove there's a God, so understand what happened at that original Bria. You want to understand how there's a God, so the same way that Aristotle, in a certain sense, was pondering the source of the world, so we ponder, albeit with slightly different sources, but we ponder also the initial creation, the God of philosophy. No one was there at Briyas HaOlam. No one can confirm for us what exactly happened through eyewitness testimony. How do we know there is Briyas HaOlam? Through man's cognitive capacity. That we question and we ask, we search and we discover what created the world itself. So argues the Rambam is the source for all emunah. That's why the Rambam understands that part of emunah is even coming with a certain kind of yediyah. The Rambam thinks that that level of awareness can come to a point where you will have no sfeikos at all, because I can prove it akadekach. Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari is not a philosopher. It's not a work of Jewish philosophy. It's a work against Jewish philosophy. Rabbi Yehuda Levi argues the source of emunah does not stem, it does not come through us searching and discovering what do we think happened originally. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, look in source number 2 on the sheet, the Kuzari. In Aleph Chafhei, the Kuzari understands that a lot of the basis for all of our Muna is Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Matan Torah, but not because we are thinking about it intellectually, not because we have logical proofs that it took place. For the Kuzari, it is the experience that was done as part of a mass revelation. The fact that all of Klal Yisrael witnessed it and saw it in Mitzrayim, that awareness, that act of all of Klal Yisrael witnessing Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you know what happened after that, says the Kuzari? We passed it down door after door. We passed it down generation after generation. There's no way the masses were going to be scammed. Briyas HaOlam, says the Kuzari. Who is at Briyas HaOlam? No one's there. No one's there. And our job as far as Emunah goes, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of us is not to ponder God of creator of the world, but to ponder and appreciate God of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The God that, and again for the Kuzari, the reason why it's so important is because it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam of the one that everyone saw. God did not want us engaging in philosophy. He wanted us to feel like we are part of a Mesorah. It is in many ways more experience rather than logic. The source of Emunah is because we were there and we trust those who were there. Not because we require external proofs at all. It's just there. He's part of the group of Rishonim that are the Shololim Philosophia. He's a rejecter of philosophy. He's there to tell you this is how you're going to see it. It goes more than that. Some of this we spoke about yesterday, but we'll add a little bit. That it's not just that Yetzias Mitzrayim reveals to us that that's the source of our Emunah, but Yetzias Mitzrayim contributes a fundamental component of Emunah. The Ramban in Parshas Bo, source number 3 on the sheet, so famous. The Ramban understands, we said this yesterday, that the purpose of Emunah, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to give us Emunah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam continues to be involved in this world. Briyas HaOlam testifies to a God that created it. Yetzias Mitzrayim shows us that there's a God who can actively be involved. Not only that, but read this line. V'chein kol kayotze b'hen mitzvos rabo zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have that many mitzvahs that are zeichel l'maaseh b'reishis. We have the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is zeichel l'maaseh b'reishis. But Shabbos is also Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have so many mitzvahs that are Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'akol liyos lanu b'chol hadoros. And the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be for us always. Eidus b'movsim shlo yishtak. So we don't forget ever what happened there. V'lo yiyah pischon peh l'kofer l'hachash emunas elokim. The Ramban, similar to Kuzari, says, you want a real proof. You want a real proof of emunah? Don't think about philosophy. Don't think about how the world was created. Don't think about how it all began. You want a real proof? Yetziat Mitzrayim was that proof. Yetziat Mitzrayim, God's involvement in this world. The Ramban, as far as doubling down on how significant this is, the Ramban even writes, "Umin anisim hakadolim mifor samim." Not only that, but through these revealed miracles, "Adamode benisim anistarim shehem yisod haTorah kula." Yisod haTorah kula comes by way of a person that knows Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim transforms the way that I relate to this world. Yetziat Mitzrayim shows me that there are miracles everywhere. It is she'ein la'adam. This line is a crazy line. She'ein la'adam. Many of us know this. Chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person is not of a chelek in the Torah of Moshe. Ad she'namin b'chol divareinu v'kareinu she'kulam nisim ein b'am tevu mihagash ha'olam. That's a very wild line that many pull back a little bit. But the Ramban essentially says, if you don't believe that everything in this world is essentially in middle or hidden, ein l'cha chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. You're out of this. You're not really part of what this religion's all about. Because, says the Ramban, Yetziat Mitzrayim, U is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the God of Eretz Mitzrayim is the God that radically transformed how we perceive the world. The God of Yetziat Mitzrayim is a God that was involved in a way that reveals everything. Sfas Emes in source number 6, Sfas Emes in Parshas B'Shalach. Sfas Emes tells us, it's a little bit even more, if you read Sfas Emes closely. What did Yetziat Mitzrayim do for us? Yetziat Mitzrayim was not just proving something, it was a historical shift. God created the world, and when the world was initially created in many ways, was pulling the strings behind the scenes, and behind the scenes only. That when God created the world, part of the act of Bria, and this some of us for sure know, was an act of tzimtzum from Ribono Shel Olam. That what God did in creating the world demanded God to pull back a little bit. That God gave room in this world for people to function. And God's involvement is in many ways hidden. I believe like Sfas Emes quotes with Chidush HaRim a lot, that Olam is Milashon Ha'elem, that the world is a hidden place, meaning God's presence is hidden. And then that's how the world was created. V'zeh shekasav v'chulei. U'lekach k'siv anokhi Hashem elokecha asher hotzeisicha v'lo asher barasicha. Why does the pasuk say in Parshas Yisro, "I'm the God who took you out of Mitzrayim"? Ki b'yetzias Mitzrayim nisgala emunaso yisbarach. That is through Yetzias Mitzrayim, God's emuna was revealed. Sorry, that God's our emuna Ribono Shel Olam is now clearer. That through Yetzias Mitzrayim, God took a more active place. Says the Sfas Emes. That also answers an additional question. Rashi tells us it gets quoted often in Parshas Bereishis. It gets quoted often in Parshas Bo. Rashi writes in Parshas Bereishis, one of the most famous comments of Rashi, it's like his first, that Lohaya Torah Lahaskel, the Torah could have began with Achor Shezelachem. The Torah could have began with this week's Parsha, Perek Yud Beis, HaChodesh HaZelachem, the requirement to establish a new moon. That's the first mitzvah, and start from there. Because isn't the Torah, as Rashi seems to assume on some level, just a book of mitzvos? And why do we need anything that comes beforehand? And says the Sfas Emes, that question would make so much sense if all it was a book of mitzvos. But we need to have the story of the revelation of the world taking us through Yetzias Mitzrayim. We need to have the story, says Sfas Emes, not as just a way of knowing there are chiyuvim. We need to have the story to be aware of the nature of God's relationship with this world. We need to see how it began in Sefer Bereishis, with the God that created the world and pulled back a little bit, and how God decided to Mitzrayim to, for the first major significant time in history, not just play behind the scenes, but to really be there at center stage, to be there and performing the makos, to be there in a way which is very, very powerful. The first major difference, what is the source of Emuna? What is the source of Emuna? For the Rambam, let's look at Bria Sa'olam, no different in many ways than ours. How did the world come to be? Where did the world come from? How can I figure that out? For others, I don't have to ask that question. I know there's a God, the Kuzari. I witnessed it. For the Ramban, I have active reminders of this. For the Sfas Emes, it's part of the revelation, part of the major purpose of all of these parshios, is to teach us a little bit, Dafka, about Ribono Shel Olam. If you want to look in a, he's so articulate. Source number 13 on the sheet. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Chief Rabbi Lord. That's what we're here for. What Korah and Burvis doing too, I'm sure. Okay. The says Rabbi Sachs as follows. What does take a difference of opinion between Maimonides and Halevi? The Rambam and the Kuzari, for those of us that need some translation. At the heart of Judaism is twofold understanding of the nature of God and his relationship to the universe. God is, on the one hand, the God who, the way he refers to it, Maimonides, the philosopher, as opposed to Rabbi Halevi, the prophet. It's about knowing God through philosophy or knowing God through direct interaction, and those are very, very significant differences. I want to tell you a second difference as far as where you look, and we'll speak about this also in the Thodos Fas Emes. It's an amazing Ha'ara. If anyone here ever reads, I don't that much, but in my brief looking at the table of contents yesterday, my strong hunter of Tzvi Yehuda Cook falls on one side of this. By brief, I mean literally 17 seconds. But the following. Why does it matter if I focus on God of Briyas Olam or God of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So God of Yetzias Mitzrayim, God of Matan Torah, is in many ways the God of whom? The God of Klal Yisrael. Who's the God of Briyas Olam? The God of Briyas Olam is the God of all of man. The God of all of man. To the extent to which Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah is the only focal point, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, it is not coincidental that the same Kuzari, this is a Kuzari that many of us may know, the same Kuzari that emphasizes Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, the same Torah Sachasidus that emphasizes Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, also understand that if you want to speak about a relationship with God, that is a relationship that is in a qualitatively different way, only going through just between Klal Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam. Yetzias Mitzrayim was, look at the Maharal here, in source number 7 on the stream, Maharal Netzach Yisrael, says the Maharal as follows, Aval kashir lo hayo Yisrael shum mitzias kodem zeklal. Kodem Matan Torah was essentially nothing going on. Uvamasho tziyam lo la'avodaso na'ase le'uma. When does everything change? Everything changes at Matan Torah. Everything changes at Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when the Ribono Shel Olam takes that and makes it into a nation. Bishvil zeh Hashem Yisbarach tzura ha'achrona lahem. When God is creating man, so there are different steps, and all of it is just a setup for the eventual Bereishis, Chazal tells, Bisvil Yisrael, Shnikras Reishis. The world originally is all created only for, is created only for Bnei Yisrael. It takes time and history. All of Bereishis through these parshios is just providing the background. It's just providing the background. That's all that it's doing. What exactly happens now? Now we begin the story of the Jewish people. Now we begin the story of the Jewish people. And that's the highest level Madrega. The highest level Madrega is the God of the Jews. Not the God of man, but the God of the Jews. Because Ribono Shel Olam took us out, God is our God and only our God in a much more intense way. There are other people that are in, but there's like the real people. These are the real people. We're the ones who have the meaningful, close, serious relationship. We're the ones that don't just know it in a more public way, but in a more intimate way. And it all begins Yetzias Mitzrayim. And everything else beforehand is in many ways nothing near as significant as when Klal Yisrael actually gets formed. Now, why does this matter? Because if you are the Kuzari, and this is his Shita, so the Kuzari speaks about different levels of creation. He says there are five levels of creations. Not only inanimate objects and plants and animals and people, but the Kuzari writes that the same way there's a difference between inanimate objects and plants and plants and people, there's also a difference between non-Jews and Jews. We are a separate level of creation. And in many ways, that's because, undoubtedly, of the dominant role of Yetzias Mitzrayim at forming a nation, Akedekach, that Rabbi Yehuda Levi points out in the beginning of Sefer Kuzari, that before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, before the time period of Yaakov and his children, you could be out. Yishmael is the biological child of Avram, but it's not locked in with the Kedusha of Yisrael. And Esav is the biological child of Yitzchak, but it's not locked in yet the same way. Klal Yisrael, Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is now locked in. Jews are Jews. with innate Kedusha, and Jews with their innate Kedusha are who they are. That's why, as an aside, the Kuzari understands, we realized last year a little bit, that Nevuah can only take place with Jews. The Kuzari understands that Gerim, that converts, will never become, in his particular worldview, exactly at the same place as a Jew who is born as such, because Klal Yisrael is established as Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael for him is also those who were at Yetzias Mitzrayim, those who experienced that transformative process. It means it's all that. Akadikach, that I would just point out, it's not coincidental. What do you find in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis? We find in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis is that man is created, Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. That man is created in a Tzelem Elokim. And if you just read Chumash, you would have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, that all man is created B'Tzelem Elokim. I thought you would read it. There is no Klal Yisrael yet. But, if you're in the writings of the Baal Tanya, you're talking in the writings of Reb Chaim Volozhiner also, in the writings of certain Baalei Machshava, especially those impacted by Kabbalah, Matan Torah changed everything. That in a certain sense, the only people who have a certain kind of Tzelem Elokim, the only people who are endowed with a certain kind of holiness, are those members of Klal Yisrael, who experience Matan Torah Yetzias Mitzrayim, who their descendants are going to be able to tap into it. But Matan Torah changes everything. Yetzias Mitzrayim changed everything. We are much more particularistic. We are much more focused just on narrowly Jews. That's what it's really all about. This has enormous implications, not only for converts, has enormous implications for the purpose and role, how do you relate to non-Jews? What's the end game even? Bizman Yemosha Mashiach, so what's the end game? Everyone becomes Kimala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. Everyone does, there's a different kind of a function. It all starts from there. This, by the way, also has certain implications for what it means to be part of the Am HaNivchar and Am Segula. That Am HaNivchar and Am Segula here, Bipashas, means you are straight up chosen, elevated, and distinct from others. So a Jew walks out, and he's somewhat condescending to another, not rude, God forbid, but he looks down a little bit. So that's because, in the thought of the Kuzari, you're one level up. You're one level up. Should it impact your actions? Undoubtedly not. But for him, that's part of where it's at. If you are the Rambam, if for you the act and the experience that matters much more is that of Maisa Bereishis, so for the Rambam, it's Pashut. For the Rambam, it's Pashut. That it's true that Klal Yisrael, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah exist, undoubtedly. Jews have special obligations. But the Rambam is much more of a quote-unquote universalist. The Rambam understands that the role of non-Jews is profoundly different than it is in the world of the Kuzari. The Rambam does not appear to have distinctions the same way about how every single Jew is a level above in creation from the non-Jews. The Rambam in Gemara Shin Beis Chaf, you can read it very closely, very famous Rambam, but read it closely, it's not there either. That the Rambam does appear to believe, at least the dominant approach, certainly have a Tzelem Elokim, and what even is Tzelem Elokim? What is Tzelem Elokim if you're a Maharal Jew? If you're a Maharal Jew, your Tzelem Elokim means that peace, true to Chassidus also, that peace within you that experiences a Shaychus and a Keshet to Ribono Shel Olam. For Chaim Volozhiner, it's your ability to do things in this world, to impact upper world. For the Rambam, though, that's not where it is. For the Rambam, Tzelem Elokim, and it's not coincidental, it's the Rambam's Mahalach. Tzelem Elokim is man's ability to think in a sophisticated way, to be a philosopher. For the Rambam, that is Tzelem Elokim. And that can be true for all people. And all people can do that by tap Bries HaOlam, where we focus in a certain sense. And for the Rambam, obviously, Gerim are related to very differently. And even those who don't convert, non-Jews, are related very, very differently. Very famous Ha'ara, I'm sure some of you have heard this in the past, the Rambam is Shmita V'Yovel in Perek Yugimel Halacha Yugimel. This is a Rambam that gets quoted all the time. It is the most beautiful, articulate expression of Kola life. That's what it is. This Rambam is, it's a beautiful description in terms of man's capacity to bind himself to Talmud Torah, to choose a particular life, a particular track in life. Certainly that's how it's quoted. Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, not only Shevet Levi, are set aside and destined to be engaged in Talmud Torah. Ela kol yish v'ish mikol bai ha'olam, asher nadva rucho oso ve'hiviyu midao li'bad olam lefnei Hashem l'sharso. Anyone that wants to dedicate themselves to be, I'm part of Shevet Levi. I am part of that nation that's going to be there, l'shari, so l'ovdo, to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, k'mo she'as Elokim, uparek me'al tzavaro ol ha'chashbonos ha'rabim. I'm not bothered anymore with any external pressures. I'm not going to be worried about other chashbonos. I am via Hashem chelko v'nachalaso l'olam, uli ol me'olamim, v'yizke lo b'olam hazeh, dover ha'masbek lo, k'mo she'zach l'kohanim l'avim. That this is what a person can have. A person wants to make that choice. A person wants to go there, they can dedicate their lives to the Talmud Torah. As the diyuk is made by many, Professor Menachem Kellner, I think, makes it all the time. As the diyuk is made by many, who is the Rambam talking about? Who has the choice to do that? If you would ask anyone, the answer would be any member of Klal Yisrael that wants to dedicate their time has the ability to do so. That's the answer. If you read a Kuzari, there's no reason why you'd assume otherwise. But what does the Rambam actually say? What the Rambam actually says is, Kayadua, Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Ba'i Ha'olam. Who is Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Ba'i Ha'olam? Who's the Rambam describing that has this capacity to be able to tap in a little bit more? That's Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Ba'i Ha'olam. That is anyone, any person that is there in this world can make the choice to dedicate themselves to focusing on godliness. That, by the way, is not coincidental. We referenced this last night in the first Manos Aniyim Shir, why the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnah Meseches Trumos, the Rambam writes that non-Jews that want to go perform mitzvos can perform mitzvos and get schar. For the Rambam, the gap between non-Jews and Jews, they can't keep Shabbos, they can't learn Torah, but they can do, they want to separate Truma, go separate Truma, you get a mitzvah for it. It's awesome, you get schar. You ain't a mitzvah viosa, but you do get schar for it, because the gap is not there anywhere near as intensely. The gap is not there the same way, which is why the Rambam also thinks that non-Jews can also be Nevi'im. The Rambam thinks that Nevi'im, Gerim, the Rambam never has these kolam anywhere. Because for the Rambam, it's very, very different. It's very, very different. I want to chazer what we said and be able just to add one or two additional points before my thick throat gives out. The question's a very simple question. The question is, what's the most significant event? When I decide policy, when I look to figure out the answer to so many questions in Machshava, do I look at the original Bria, or do I start at Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah? The Rambam's into the original Bria, Tzelem Elokim, it's philosophy, it's all there. For the Kuzari, for the Maharal, for Sfas Emes also, we'll hopefully develop Sfas Emes at much greater length next week. For Sfas Emes also, Yetzias Mitzrayim is really where it's all about, where it's all at. There's enormous implications for the source of Emuna, enormous implications for the status of Jews versus non-Jews. Talquin said, this I think is true. I think Tzvi Yehuda Cook was into this so much. I think he said, like, Parshas Bereishis and Noach were like not the most important parshios. Lech Lecha is where things really begin. That's the beginning of the story of the Jewish people. And then the story of the Jewish people becomes where it's all about. For many, that's not true at all. Bereishis is so critical. Bereishis, the original Bria of man there. It's true, Bereishis, Bereishis, Yisrael, Snickers, Reishis. But there's something very, very powerful about all people. Kimala Aris Deis Hashem, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Mikol Ba'i Ha'olam. They all have the capacity, they all have the ability on some level to be able to tap into this. What we're suggesting is that there are a lot of debates in the world of Machshava that come out from here. But these parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the source. It's critically important. It is not coincidental or random that so many mitzvahs, as the Ramban points out, are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not coincidental or random that God decides in one of the two Dibras which he ever revealed himself in this world to identify himself as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's God's calling card. That's who he is for the Kuzari, for Sfas Emes and others. That there's a shift in the way that God interacted in this world. That God interacted in this world in a very, very powerful way in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the greatest and most important point, we should clarify, the Rambam again obviously believes in Matan Torah Yetzias Mitzrayim. He was in the midst of Zecher and Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the greatest and most powerful point is that it establishes, it's supposed to have lingering impact in our Avodas Hashem nowadays. We do lots of mitzvos that are all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We do all so many mitzvos. Tefillin, we did this morning. Shabbos, we're keeping tonight. There's so many mitzvos that reference what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Kriya Shema, maybe partially a key, also remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember, we have a chiv every day is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, we go out of our way of even re-experiencing the event. The reason why we do that is because Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. For some of these, again, what you have in the b'shalach of leaving, in the Yisro of receiving Torah, what you have is the basis for what establishes and separates Klal Yisrael as being unique. It's what establishes us as being holy. It's what makes us great. And that's what it's really all about. And that's what it's really all about. And if we're able to do that well, so then it changes your emotion. That's what the Ramban argues, that's what Sfas argues. Zeichet, at the time, you can be in a very, very different place. To appreciate what it means on the one hand, the Ribbono Shel Olam's creation of the world, to be able to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a certain sense, where the Rambam did, and to be able to appreciate the Koach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Koach of Matan Torah, and what that means as far as who can and who can't, and what that means in terms of our own understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam's involvement in this world which took place then in the Ramban, as continues to take place in a very active way going forward. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.